Well, it's Psalm 66, which, as the entrance antiphon for today's Mass, provides the Laetare in Laetare Sunday. Laetare means rejoice. And so here's the antiphon. Rejoice, Jerusalem, and all who love her. Be joyful, all who were in mourning. Exult, and be satisfied at her consoling breast. Often we look at today's rose vestments and get the idea that we're halfway to Easter. And that's true enough. But I think we can also look at this in terms of the antiphon itself and see that the rose vestments indicate that we're feeling the effects of our Lent, that we're actually feeling the movement within us that comes from conversion and the happiness that it brings. So that when we come to Easter, it's not a matter of just going back to sweets or cocktails. It's about realizing that one has moved to a new place on the trajectory from bondage to freedom. And that's really what we're hoping for the rest of the baptized, and recognizing that it's the practice of the faith that keeps us in movement and wanting that purposeful life for them. And so on this fourth day of our Novena with St. Joseph, we pray. Hail, dear spouse of the Virgin Mother Mary. Hail, watchful guardian and faithful protector of her child. Joseph, best of teachers. Hail, protector of the poor and frail. Hear me, kind St. Joseph. Hear me, who most needs your love, and who knows you will not turn away from me in the hour of my great need. Amen. St. Joseph, pray for me now and at the hour of my death. Amen. Have a great Sunday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.